Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. I'll be preaching today from a different text than the ones that we've already read, from Micah chapter 5, verse 2. I'll read you just a couple of verses. "But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. And he shall be the one of peace." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight and fill us with joy this Christmas. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I wonder if you remember your first address, your address, or one of those you had growing up. It's something we often get children to memorize, don't we, so that they can find their way home if they ever get lost. I myself, I've forgotten many things in my life, but I still remember several of the addresses I had while I was growing up. Or perhaps you don't resonate so much with a specific address, but with a town at least. The town where you grew up, the town you still associate with and its people and its characteristics in various ways. Locations are important for human beings. Where we've come from is significant. This Christmas day, I want to think with you about the significance of a particular place. A town, in fact, the town of Bethlehem, where Jesus was born. The town after which this congregation is named. And this is partly because this will be my final sermon here at Bethlehem in this call, but much more importantly because the town of Bethlehem takes us to the very heart of the Christmas message. Because it shows us that in Jesus, God too has an address. God has an address. That God is not distant from this world, existing only far away in a purely spiritual realm. God is not distant from you. God is not inaccessible. God has entered this creation. He has an address in this world. The author of the story of life has written himself into the story. In Christ, God has come near. He has located himself among us, even at a specific address, the town of Bethlehem. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, or as one of the modern paraphrasers says, the Word became flesh and moved into our neighborhood. And it began in this little out-of-the-way place called Bethlehem. The town of Bethlehem has a long history in the Bible. In the book of Genesis, we read that Rachel, the wife of Jacob, was buried near there. In the book of Ruth, we hear of how Naomi's family was from Bethlehem. So that when the family falls on hard times, Naomi and Ruth return to Bethlehem, where they have their encounter with Boaz, their kinsman redeemer. Bethlehem is the town of Jesse, the father of King David. It's where the prophet Samuel was sent to find the new king. And they went through all the brothers before getting to little David out in the fields. Then we come to this prophecy of Micah that I read earlier, where in the context of judgment and destruction and hopelessness, a message of hope came to the people, that there will be a new leader, a new king, a son of David from his town, from Bethlehem. This is the prophecy that King Herod's advisors relate to him when they ask, "Where is the Messiah to be born?" The answer comes back, Bethlehem. That's where the king will come from. But is there anything else significant about this place, this address, Bethlehem? Well, notice what is singled out in the text. It's the littleness of Bethlehem. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephratah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, just as David was the little brother in the family, Bethlehem was a little place. Now, some of you are perhaps from little places, little towns. You know what that's like. One of my own sets of grandparents farmed near a little town called Muruk. Some of you know where that is, but many of you do not. It's nestled out between the Riverland and the Mallee in South Australia, and in the 2016 census, Muruk had a bustling and thriving population of 189. Some of you are from places like this, where you get used to saying that I'm from such and such a place, it's 50 k's west of this bigger place. Bethlehem was that little place. It was not a capital city. It was not the hotspot tourist destination of the Middle East. It was not where the movers and shakers lived. It was more like those places in our time when people say, why do the kids keep moving away from here to the city? Why do the businesses here keep struggling to stay afloat? Why do the people here always get forgotten by the politicians? It was a little place. And in Jesus coming into this world, God has an address, but it's not a fancy one. It's not an address that makes people say, oh, you're from there. You live in that place. Bethlehem was the opposite of that. This is how God works. He works through lowly things, through humble means, through little people, through little places. Isn't this an important message for us in our day? Because sometimes as Christians in the Western world in these times, we can feel keenly our littleness. But we do well to remember that our littleness does not stop God being powerfully at work. In fact, this is often how God chooses to be at work, through little places, little movements, little churches, little people. It was the prophecy of Micah that gave the wise men their direction to Bethlehem. But then remember, it was the star which actually showed them the house. In fact, the banner on this pulpit is, I believe, a picture of Bethlehem with the star. And so we sing of the little town of Bethlehem, where in thy dark streets shineth the everlasting light. Light shines on this place. And yet, there is also a shadow which falls on Bethlehem. Remember, I said that this prophecy about Bethlehem, it comes in a context of judgment and destruction and hopelessness. The text ends by saying this king to be born will be the one of peace, and yet we know that shortly after Jesus' birth, Bethlehem will become the focus of violence. When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under. A shadow falls on Bethlehem. And in this connection, there's also a bit more to say about the Son of God having an address in this world. Because very soon, the Holy Family must flee to Egypt before ending up back in Nazareth where Jesus grew up. And while it is important and significant to see in Bethlehem God's locatedness in this world, it's also true that Jesus said of himself later on, foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. from this angle, Jesus actually becomes a person of no fixed address. The shadow of violence is cast on Bethlehem. The shadow of rejection and humiliation. The shadow of sin. A shadow which is cast in, through, and on each of our hearts. But thanks be to God that the shadow that lies on Bethlehem is also the shadow of the cross. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. The wood of his manger points to the wood of his cross, where he will die to bring forgiveness and salvation from your sin. He will rise again to bring new life. Boaz redeemed just one woman and her family in Bethlehem, but Jesus, the one from Bethlehem, redeems the whole world. He shall indeed be the one of peace, for through his life, through his death, his resurrection, by the forgiveness of sins we receive in his name, there is peace for you. Peace with God. And it began in Bethlehem. Around 1860, there was a group of about 20 families, mostly German immigrants, who were looking to form a new congregation in the city of Adelaide. They did so, and they took the name Bethlehem. Not St. Paul or St. John or Trinity or Redeemer, all of which are wonderful names for a church, but for this congregation, Bethlehem. They started in Light Square down the road and in the early 1870s moved to this location and built this church, 170 Flinders Street. In fact, many of you know that in Lutheran circles, this congregation is actually more commonly known not as Bethlehem, but simply as Flinders Street. When I received the call here, I heard it time and time again. Oh, you're going to Flinders Street. I hope you can handle that. Flinders Street, an address. Maybe that's more significant than you think. Because remember, Christmas tells us that God himself has an address. That God himself in Christ has come down to be located with us, to be accessible. Jesus was born at Bethlehem. He grew up at Nazareth. He died, buried, and rose again outside Jerusalem. But since his ascension and the sending of the Holy Spirit, he has continued to have an address in this world, a locatedness. It's wherever two or three are gathered in his name. It's wherever his word is proclaimed. It's wherever people are baptized, wherever people gather to receive his body and blood. And by God's grace, this location on Flinders Street has been one of those addresses for over 150 years. Bethlehem literally means house of bread. Think of that. The one born in this house of bread said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." It is here, in this location, this morning, in the bread and in the wine, that Jesus is located in his body and blood for you. At this address, bringing forgiveness, life, and salvation. And as we rejoice in God's locating himself here at this address, let us remember that he puts us in this location for a purpose. As the people of God here at Bethlehem, we are called first and foremost to be the church in this place, this location. To serve the people of this community, which can be a challenging thing in the city. What does it mean for God to be with us here on Flinders Street in 2021? in 2022. I might have to leave that to you and Pastor Fraser and your next pastor to keep thinking about. As I conclude my ministry here at Bethlehem, I give thanks for the privilege of serving in your midst. I thank God for you, for your faith, for your love, for your encouragement, for your prayers. And I encourage you with this simple message this Christmas. The name Bethlehem speaks of our God who is not far away, but who is near, who has an address in this world, who is close, who is accessible. And my prayer is that this congregation always be a true house of bread for spiritual beggars like you and me, where people can find the bread of life. God grant it, for Jesus' sake. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.